It's been a strange start to the evening for millions of Americans and Canadians whose homes and businesses suddenly lost electricity today. From Michigan east to New England and up to Canada, the Northeast plunged into a blackout shortly after 4 o'clock Eastern Time.
Local officials are working furiously to restore power, and some areas are now beginning to see light again. NPR's Brian Naylor has been following events with us throughout the day, and he joins us now. Brian, any word yet on a cause?
No, Melissa, there is no word yet on a cause. Officials on both the U.S. and Canadian, both sides of the border, have been pointing fingers at each other, saying it was a lightning strike in Quebec. No, it was a lightning strike in Niagara Falls. It's unclear exactly what happened, but we do know that there is going to be some questions asked. There will be an investigation. President Bush talked a little about that this evening, saying it's clear that there has to be some questions asked about why the power grid was so vulnerable, why the power outage went up and down the, or rather, I guess, east and west across the east and the northeast. The only thing that officials are clear on at this point is that it was not related to a terrorist act.
And Governor Pataki has been calling for an investigation to try to get to the bottom of that, Do we have any sense of what that investigation might look like?
Well, I think, once again, it's going to focus on what happened in the power grid, why there was this vulnerability. There have been problems with power grids in the past. Some of us remember blackouts in New York in the 70s and the 60s that were related. There was a power blackout in California some 5 or 6 years ago that affected a large swath of the state. That was caused by a huge demand in power, which there was today. It's been one of the hottest days of the summer, but clearly there are still some weaknesses in the system, but it's not unclear as to what can be done about it.
And Brian, transportation was thrown into chaos by all of this. What's happening at the airports at this point?
We're getting word that the airports that had been shut down, the three airports in around New York, Cleveland Hopkins Airport, the airport in Toronto and Ottawa, have begun to resume some service. Flights had been diverted and not allowed to take off, but as the power returns, so do the systems that enable the airplanes to and the airport screeners to do their jobs. So that's slowly getting back online. We haven't gotten any word yet, though. Amtrak shut down its operations between New Haven and Newark, I believe. There's no word yet that has been restored. And, of course, the subways in New York were closed down, and presumably they remained that way.
Brian, how long will it take to try to reverse this, to get the system up and running again?
Well, the power has been restored, as we said, in some areas of New York, in Queens, apparently. But it's going to be a much slower process of getting the lights back on than it was when they all went out. It's seemingly in a matter of seconds because these power plants have to be brought up to speed, and it's a slow and painstaking process. There were 9 nuclear power plants in 4 states that were shut down. It's going to take some time to get everything back to normal.
Brian, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Brian Naylor updating us on the power outage that began at 4 today. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.